The Twitter hashtag Free Kesha is getting a lot of attention. The pop singer is not actually imprisoned, but she is trapped in a recording contract with Sony Music. Not an unheard-of battle in that industry. But Kesha's story has a twist. She's also accused her producer of sexual abuse. NPR's Rose Friedman has the story.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance.
That's Timber, a song by Kesha and the rapper Pitbull. It came out almost 3 years ago, and it was Kesha's last hit. That's not because she hasn't wanted to record new music. She just doesn't want to do it with her current record label. And she especially doesn't want to do it with Dr. Luke. He's a Grammy-nominated producer who's worked on hits by artists like Katy Perry and Kelly Clarkson. On Friday, a judge told the singer she wasn't allowed to record any new music outside of Sony while her lawsuits are ongoing. That's when Kesha's fans went bananas.
Free Kesha now! Free Kesha now!
Supporters chanted, "Free Kesha now!" in front of the courthouse in New York. Taylor Swift sent the singer a check for $250,000. Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, and Kelly Clarkson all voiced their support on social media. Lena Dunham wrote in her newsletter that the case, quote, "highlights the way that the American legal system continues to hurt women by failing to protect them from the men they identify as their abusers." Here's the background. Kesha Rose Siebert has been under contract with Sony for a decade. She told NPR in 2012 that she had never considered any career but music.
I've never really believed in having a fallback plan, so I always knew this is what I was going to do.
Her first hit single with Dr. Luke was TikTok, a song that pegged her as a party girl.
Kim pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes, boys blowing up our phones.
But according to the lawsuit, life was not at all fun for Kesha. It said, quote, "For the past 10 years, Dr. Luke has sexually, physically, verbally, and emotionally abused Ms. Siebert," end quote. Sony said in a statement to NPR that it wants to continue promoting Kesha's work and that it would allow her to record without Dr. Luke present, but Kesha wants to end the entire relationship. Meanwhile, Dr. Luke has countersued Kesha and her mother for defamation and breach of contract.
I think it's interesting because it kind of shows the general public a sort of peek behind the curtain.
That's Julian Petty, an entertainment lawyer with the firm Nixon Peabody.
I don't think, for the most part, the general public knows just what goes on with recording agreements, just how sophisticated they are, what is involved in creating a star and the lengths at which a company will go to keep that star because they've invested quite heavily in them.
Petty says the wave of support for Kesha might make Sony more willing to settle out of court, but it probably won't convince the label to drop the contract completely.
If that is undercut, then that pretty much really just destroys the foundation of the music industry, because why would anybody want to invest all this capital if they could just lose the exclusive rights in an act?
Kesha's lawyers wouldn't talk to us for this story, but both sides find themselves fighting this old fight in a new world, one where allegations of sexual assault are taken more seriously than they used to be. The judge in the case is waiting to hear more evidence before ruling further. Rose Friedman, NPR News, New York.